is Peter Turbin introducing Lux Radio Theater. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theater presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. This week we bring you The Public Prosecutor by Fritz Hochwalder. The Public Prosecutor has been adapted and produced for Lux Radio Theater by Michael McCabe.
The Office of the Public Prosecutor of the French Republic. 10 o'clock in the morning of August the 20th, 1794.
Réboval.
Greeting and brotherhood, Citizen Fouquier.
Death warrants?
I'm sorting them. Saint-Saëns is waiting for the list. Thérésia Tallien is now in complete control of the government. Her husband is as much a puppet in her hands as he was before their marriage.
The beautiful Thérésia, Madonna of the August Rebellion. I wonder if she's sufficiently grateful to Tallien for having saved her life. Can't be every woman who has a government overthrown on her account.
Citizen Fouquier, the warrants are drawn. Mm. If you will complete the details, I will take them down to Saint-Saëns.
I drew up the order of execution before the trial. I'll sign the warrants. The Assembly wanted the matter dealt with quickly and efficiently. Some of the defendants were even friends of mine. Pity. The verdict has been given. They must disappear. What is done is done.
Here we only obey our orders. We simply follow whoever is in power.
Keep that in mind, Grébovar. I should hate to lose you. Did I startle you?
Oh, for pity's sake, you cannot... Has any charge been brought against me?
I was only joking. The imbecile, no one's panting for your head. You've not been conspiring, have you?
No.
Then why should you tremble? He who trembles is already lost. Have you ever seen me tremble?
Never.
Who has taken care of everyone, from the king to Robespierre?
You.
Who brought them all into the arms of Madame Guillotine?
You, Citizen Fouquier. Always you.
I will look after you. How could I manage without my secretary?
How can I ever thank you?
Get on with the list. At this rate, Sanson's cart will fall into ruins and the guillotine rust away before you've finished.
One moment only.
Greetings.
Citizen Tallien, what an honor. Were you present at the trials this morning?
No, but I have been informed that all 72 of the defendants have been condemned. Entirely due to the eloquence of your prosecution. In the name of the government, thank you.
That means the case against the followers of Robespierre is closed, hmm?
As a matter of fact, there might be one particular assignment.
Grébovar, take the documents. Finish your work outside.
Citizen.
Tell Saint-Saëns not to waste more time.
Certainly, citizen.
Now, citizen, I will be frank with you. The law of the terror must fall. The Republic cannot grow on blood and hate alone. Suspicion must be swept away. What are your reactions to this scheme?
Reactions? I obey my orders. I don't question whether they be good or bad.
The law of the terror will be attacked in the Assembly tomorrow. I feel almost sure it will be repealed before a cheering audience. Before then, I have one last task for you. Neither the Assembly nor the government know of this latest trial.
Who's bringing the charge against the prisoner?
My wife.
Madame Tallien.
Yes. Will you help her? And earn my undying gratitude?
Who does your wife wish to see brought to trial?
I don't know. She has not confided in me. But I think that all true revolutionaries would approve me when I say that we must serve our Madonna of the August Rebellion blindly. You agree?
I agree. Give me the evidence.
Theresia wished to bring it to you herself. She will be here in half an hour. She will come by carriage and veiled. No one will see. You will be sure we remain undisturbed.
Of course.
You are placing the most influential woman in France forever in your debt. You're also placing me under a heavy obligation.
Citizen Fouquier...
What's the meaning of this? The executions can't be over.
Citizen Sanson wishes to have a word with you.
My thanks once again, citizen.
Bring Sanson here, Grabeauval.
Citizen.
Citizen Fouquier, can't you? My patience is exhausted. It has gone too far.
My dear maestro, this is very bad.
Those days, before the fall of Robespierre, my assistants and I worked hard, hard. We barely had time to change our clothes. We sacrificed our health, our homes, our...
The Republic.
The Republic. The Republic. Always the Republic. To the devil with the Republic. It gives me nothing but trouble and impossible difficulties.
Sanson?
It's the truth. I have my pride. I have members of the highest royal circles among my clans. Working conditions were better in the old days than they are in this. Progressive age. 72 you asked me to deal with. And you give me 2 small tumbrils for the job. It makes my blood boil.
Good. You've had your say, and I hope you feel better. I can appreciate your feelings, of course. Now, please get on with the job and let's have no more of this kind of talk.
I can't go on.
I suggest you make 2 journeys with each cut.
What? 72 in 2 journeys? 18 in each cut? You must be joking, citizen.
No, how stupid of me. 3 journeys, then.
That's a little better. All the same, we'll be lucky if we get through by dusk.
Well, then... What are you waiting for, man? Get a move on. Montanay, where have you sprung from?
Greetings, citizen.
My dear old friend, I'm very glad to see you here. I suppose you didn't know how close you came to losing this silly wooden head of yours, Montanay.
As a matter of fact, I... What?
Oh, never mind. I was ordered to arrest you. Your warrant still hasn't been destroyed. But do not worry. In a day or two, that will be done. You're safe. In future, my friend, you must remember to avoid criticizing the Tribunal of Public Safety in public.
I couldn't help myself.
You're incorrigible. Remember how I begged and pleaded with you to keep quiet, not to concern yourself with that madwoman, Charlotte...
Could I?
You couldn't save her head, and you nearly lost your own as well. The evening you resigned, the list of people to be dealt with the next day was on my desk. Your name came first, with the letter G beside it. Do you know what that meant?
The guillotine.
Every man whose name was on that list was arrested, tried, convicted, and disposed of within 24 hours. You have me to thank. You, the man who defended Charlotte Corday.
Thank you, citizen.
Would you like to read the list of people who denounced you?
People denounced me?
Every move you made was spied on, every bed you slept in. You know why? Fear, my friend. Plain, unvarnished fear. But a prosecutor can be a human being, you know. Now, how do you live? Now,
I write letters.
Letters?
For people in the street. Love letters for shop girls, begging letters for discharged soldiers, petitions.
Not very edifying for a former member of the Committee of Public Safety. No, you must think of something better than that.
I am not a rich man, of course, but I have something saved. I can let you have a few hundred livres.
No, I didn't come here for help. I came here to repay a debt. This time, you're in danger.
I? In danger?
There's a rumor that you're to be brought to trial almost immediately.
Brought to trial, eh? Very interesting.
Wherever one goes, it's the only topic of conversation.
Hmm. Well, of course, everybody hates me. How do they propose to use the law against me, huh? I don't give up easily.
All the same, they will get you in the end.
Hmm? Then tell me, who will be the counsel for the prosecution? Hmm? The public prosecutor before the Revolutionary Tribunal? Tell me that.
I've no idea. All I know is they will get you if they got all the others.
They? Who is this ominous they? It was I who got all the others, no one else. I have been the instrument of justice. Could you execute an axe? Who, beside myself, ever understood the law? Who knows all its tricks, instructs the executioner, tells the witnesses, the informers, what to say or do, huh?
You do, Fouquier. I know that very well.
If my power could have been broken by using the law against me, would I have stayed in power? They know the weapon of fear would collapse if it was taken away from me.
You are awe-inspiring, Fouquier.
Aye, awe-inspiring. Not at all. Give me a good law and reasonable orders. You'll find me a conscientious officer who will not deviate a hair's breadth from its course. Give me bloodthirsty orders, and I become an evil demon.
Citizen Fouquier, the first relay of prisoners is ready to leave. Citizen Sanson would appreciate your presence.
Oh, coming. Au revoir, Montanay. Remember, always glad to see you.
In trying to destroy this man, we might destroy ourselves.
Then we must make sure he dies. As long as he lives, we cannot destroy the terror that stalks the streets of Paris. We are accused of using the same men against our enemies who were used against us. People are saying bloodshed is as vital to us as it was to our predecessors. Robespierre's hired assassins come to us for orders, just as I am informed the secret police is now at my disposal. Eager hands outstretched towards us, sticky with the blood of our own families. Wherever we go, those who yesterday were screaming for our heads are smiling and bowing and begging us for our friendship. All these people are personified in this one man, Fouquier Tinville. We shall be ridding the earth of a human monster.
Astounded. How could I prepare a charge against someone unknown to me?
Let me remind you of a man called Legree.
Ah, yes. Legree was intending to withhold supplies, starve the people, and dissolve the National Assembly. I was given neither name nor evidence in this case, no. Under the law of suspects, I am allowed to issue a blank warrant, provided it is countersigned by a judge or a member of the Committee of Public Safety. The high persons who wanted Legree removed filled in the name. The wheels of the administrative machine were set in motion. You see, Legree had to be prevented from defending himself. One word from him and half the government would have been incriminated. That had to be stopped. And that is why my help was called for in that case. I had to obey.
You had no other choice, citizen, of course.
If I'd refused, I should not be here today.
Your own head was at stake, of course. Citizen, you would not, of course, refuse me something that you have already done.
And what is it that you want, madame?
A man must be destroyed. A man you alone have the power to condemn. I hate this man more than any other man in the whole world. Destroy him. I demand it.
his name?
I cannot tell you.
We're alone. I must have his name.
This man ranks very high in government. If his name is known, then he becomes invulnerable. I must keep it a secret. Even Citizen Tallien does not know the name.
That is true. Yes.
It distresses me to have to tell you, madame, that I cannot help you. I know of no man who would be willing to sign a blank warrant. Name one member of the committee who would, and I am at your disposal. Laquerre, Laporte, Fourcault, all these men would have done anything for me. Now they're dying one by one on the Place de la Révolution as accomplices of Robespierre.
You see, it's impossible. It can't be done.
Impossible? Nothing is impossible. Maybe...
Maybe what?
I'll have to think this over quietly. When do you want this unknown gentleman disposed of?
Today.
Let me turn it over in my mind.
When will you let me know?
Late this afternoon. I can't promise anything yet. Meanwhile, I need authorization to reinstate a judge who was dismissed.
I'll give you that authorization.
Please write it out immediately, citizen. When shall we arrest this man?
He will come here of his own free will.
Here? Of his own free will?
I will see to that. He will walk into our trap.
May I ask why you want this man to die?
We have an old score to settle. But he doesn't know about that either.
Here is your order, citizen.
Jean-Joseph Tallien. I hope I don't disappoint you, madame.
Off just now.
Did he say anything?
Only that Thérèse Tallien is intriguing against some high-ranking official. He says he hasn't found out yet who it can be.
Go and find him for me. Tell him to come here at once.
Wait.
What do you think? Would it be wise to oblige Thérèse Tallien?
Of course. She is tomorrow's government.
She's asked me to do something that's almost impossible. A secret trial, like the case of Legris.
You have a genius, citizen, for placing the most influential people in your debt.
This unknown enemy of hers, I must find out. Where do you think we should begin looking?
The files?
Of course. He will be in the files. We have until this afternoon to find him. We'll go through these files until we track the monster down.
Oh, what a genius you are, citizen.
No, try the guard. Tonight a double cordon round the conciergerie.
Yes, citizen.
Select two very stupid but reliable men from among the guards. They will have to guard the prisoner. Should he try to call for help, they will have to silence him immediately. There's nothing to snigger at. Write out two summonses, calling the following to my office this afternoon. The householder, Robert Héron, and the former clerk of the tribunal, your predecessor, Fabricius.
Héron? Fabricius.
And this is the address of the former judge, Montanet. Ask him to come and see me here this afternoon. Tell him I have good news for him. Now, hurry.
Thank you.
impossible to find Labour. I've searched everywhere.
Paris seems to be peopled by suspects. Two-thirds of Tamien's government are suspect. The entire movement is suspicious. Not a single clue that might lead us to the man that fills Theresia Tamien with such burning hatred. His name must be in those files. Just a minute. Who was that?
This one?
Yes.
Oh, Tallien's.
Jean-Joseph Tallien, convicted of embezzlement while serving as a clerk. Harmless. Convicted of robbery during the September massacres. Selling clothes and jewelry belonging to the victims. Those are old stories. Commissioner to the Bordeaux National Assembly, rabid Jacobin, bloodthirsty, meets Theresia Cabarrus. Very well. You can put those folders back on my desk, except Tallien.
You can't suspect Tallien.
He's the one we're looking for. We've no time to lose.
But how do I mean...
Instinct, my friend. Instinct and persistence. Put those files back. Yes, instinct, my friend. You've a lot to learn. Come here. Look. What's this?
Warrant for the arrest of citizeness Theresia Cabarrus. Well, that's the warrant Robespierre issued against
her. Can't you see whose signature is on the bottom?
It's the signature of Tallien.
And he's the man we're looking for.
But why should he issue a warrant against the woman he loves? Oh, no, citizen. It doesn't sound very probable to me.
On the contrary, it's extremely logical. Tallien was denounced to the Committee of Public Safety. He's accused of leniency inspired by Theresia Cabarrus and has to defend himself before Robespierre. Tallien knows his life is at stake. He tries desperately to vindicate himself. He signs the warrant, calling for the arrest of his mistress, thinking he might save his own head that way. Then he realizes his betrayal won't help. Robespierre has added his name to the elimination list. So he forms an alliance of the left with the right wing against Robespierre, overthrows the government, sets free his imprisoned mistress, marries her, and has himself acclaimed as the champion of liberty. And there you have it. Now, Madame Tallien is trying to dispose of her fine husband while the terror is still in operation. Tonight is her last chance. Tomorrow, Tallien ends up in the lime pits. Now I know the merchandise I'm asked to supply, I can name my own price. Put those files away.
I believe you, citizen. I admire your great talent for handling these affairs.
Has Fabricius come?
Fabricius and Héron are waiting outside. Montanet will come this afternoon.
Send in Fabricius.
Very well, citizen.
My dear Fabricius, brotherly greetings.
Why be so formal? Now that we're permitted to say good day again.
Equality, fraternity, public welfare, justice. It makes me sick every time I hear the phrase.
Good day, Fouquier Tinville. Why have you sent for me with all this urgency?
Sit down. It's to do with the evidence you gave at the time of Danton's trial. You said you'd be at my side if ever I needed you. Right?
Of course.
The time has come for me to take you at your word.
I've been expecting it for days. And accordingly, I've come prepared.
Huh?
A list of every good deed you've ever done. The people you've helped escape from the guillotine with signed statements from them. And promises to swear in your defense at the tribunal. Don't despair, my friend. You will be saved. One thing, though. Do not wait. Give yourself up now. I don't understand.
I throw myself on the mercy of the court
Let me show you how I do that. Now, do you still swear to help me?
Yes, but if there's no danger, I don't see...
There is to be a secret trial here tonight, and you are to appear as witness for the prosecution.
Who must I testify against?
You won't be told the name in case you should fail me again. And this time it will mean the guillotine, should you fail. This is what you'll say. Learn it by heart. Repeat it in the court. That's all.
The accusations are absurd. Who could ever overthrow the present government? Who could dissolve the National Assembly? No, I shall not repeat a word of this in court. I'll never get myself involved in this sort of thing again.
It might be better if you thought this over, Fabricius.
No. This time, I cannot, will not help you.
Very well. Go.
You can't frighten me into doing this. You can't blackmail me. I'm going.
Lovely weather for the time of year, don't you think?
I came here to save you, and you will need saving, Fouquier. They will come for you, too.
Goodbye, Fabricius.
I'm not afraid.
Grébeauval, send the householder Robert Héron in immediately. We shall see what a little fear does to Héron. We shall see if that fine gentleman will swear to what I demand.
There's no doubt. Héron will be there.
He'll be there. The sight of his own file in my hands persuaded him to swear anything against any man, unnamed or not. He'll be at the tribunal, never fear. We're well prepared, Québoval. Sanson has agreed. This one execution will be his last, he says. There's a little farm near Troyes. He wants to live there quietly with his family when this is over.
The trial will definitely take place tonight.
Before midnight.
Oh, there is work to be done. I shall see you soon, citizen. I am on hand if you require my services.
Talien. Talien. If only you realized.
Ah, Madame Talien and Citizen Montanet are waiting.
Ask Madame Talien to come in first. When I ring, send in Montanet.
It's a pity about Fabricius, isn't it?
Is it? He's sweating like a stuck pig in some corner of Paris at this moment. He'll be back. Mark my words. Now show him Madame Talien. And Grébeauval.
Yes, citizen.
Mind your own business and confine yourself to doing what you're told.
I await your decision, citizen Fouquier.
You've definitely made up your mind. You intend to settle this old score once and for all?
Why should you doubt it?
I feel I should warn you of the risks you run. The moment your enemy falls, you must be prepared to take his place. So I'm not worried for myself. I know how to cover my tracks. But this man...
He must die.
How easily the words fall from your beautiful lips. But when the time comes, when the man is standing there, and the net is beginning to close... Will you not be overwhelmed with pity at the last moment?
No.
I've seen cases that froze the blood in our veins at a trial. Might your feelings not get the better of you when you see your victim with the perspiration of death on his forehead?
I shall spit on his grave.
Well, it's not my business to defend your enemy. All is prepared for the destruction of this man. Only one cog is missing. Before I slip this cog into place,
I must take my precautions. The time has come for us to talk about the value and price of my services.
What is it you want?
Security. I'm tired of convicting people automatically under a law that was dictated by fear. I want to be honorably discharged and elected into the Constitutional Assembly. That is all I ask for my services.
I see. If you become a member of the Assembly, you will be beyond the reach of the law.
Exactly. Two things I demand: to be given adequate protection, and for the repeal of the law of terror to be demanded in the Assembly tomorrow.
I agree to both your requests. You will get your reward, and the reign of terror will come to an end.
I knew we'd come to an agreement. By this trial, we are chained together. From today, you have an accomplice, and an accomplice who has some skill in establishing his claims.
You are a man of great talent, citizen.
Ah, come in, Montané. We're expecting you. Madame Taillin, may I present Judge Montané? He presided at the regrettable trial of the woman Corday.
Thérésia Caberousse. I wish I could tell you how much that name meant to us when we were suffering under the dictatorship. The name rang like the bells of freedom. The dawn of liberty came in sight.
First of all, you are free. The case against you is dismissed. Take this fire. Use it to paper your walls.
I am free. Freedom for a man who had someone to intervene for him. When will my freedom be for everyone?
Whenever you please. It depends on you.
You're joking.
Madame Tallien has decided to wipe out all terror with one stroke. I shall leave the service of the Republic with all honor and be elected into a peaceful office. Before that, however, I must assist at a trial that will change the present form of the tribunal. For the last time, I shall use the law of terror against an enemy of freedom.
Who is this enemy?
His name must be kept secret. I need the signature of a judge. The judge who signs the warrant will have to preside at the trial. You are the only man I can trust, the only man I can ask to do this service. You, who long for the restoration of freedom, have it in your power to bring it about.
And in speaking that word, you asked me to smear my hands with blood.
Are you so anxious to keep them clean that you will tolerate continual bloodshed instead? Give me service for service, Montané. Sign this warrant.
And the name?
To be filled in later.
By whom?
Madame Tallien.
When?
As soon as the defendant is here and cannot escape.
So you want me to sign a blank warrant?
Blank.
And blind?
Blind.
I cannot.
As you like.
Let my name be stained forever.
Your enemy is lost. His ears should be burning by now.
He doesn't suspect.
You sure?
Positive.
Then his eyes will start from his head when he is confronted by his fate. If you've seen it once, you'll never forget it. Poor Legris couldn't believe it, even when he was on his way to the guillotine.
Supposing this man tries to talk.
Don't worry, he won't make a sound. That's the beauty of the law of terror. The accused is forbidden to speak in his own defense. Before he realizes what is happening, they will drag him down to the cells. He will scream down there. He will... Aren't you well?
Can I get some water?
Wait. We must not weaken. The wheels have begun to turn. We cannot stop them now. Yeah.
Thank you.
You want this man dead. He is dead already.
It was a passing witness. No more.
Who's that?
Me, citizen.
What do you mean, me?
Get out! Sneaking in here like that. Out!
Give me one more chance. I want to live. I will swear to anything. I want to live.
So, you want to live? Ha! You're as white as a sheet. What's the matter with you?
I'm afraid. I soon noticed after I left here, I soon noticed that you hadn't followed. A man on your list is lost forever. But I've come back in time. I will do anything. Please free me from this constant fear. I can't stand it.
You destroyed my faith in you. I can't trust you.
Just this once. I swear, I will never disappoint you again.
Very well. Wait outside. Greboval will bring you the evidence you are to repeat. If you slip up this time, then may heaven help you.
I'll say whatever I...
Well, get out!
That's a miracle.
A miracle worked by fear. Sit down and write this letter, Greboval.
Yes, I am.
To the citizen Jean-Joseph Tallien. The single line now. Citizen, you have been warned. 3 exclamation marks. No signature.
Ingenious.
Send it to Tallien by messenger. Don't let him know.
Of course not.
If he's clever and won't appear, there won't be any trial. Court can be dismissed for lack of a defendant.
Magnificent.
Or, of course, there's something else. The victim is someone else. In that case, it'll be the simplest thing in the world. Now, go and instruct that trembling idiot out there what he is to say and send off the message. Well, what are you waiting for?
Excuse me, citizen. I have a favor to ask.
What is it?
My wife is ill. There's no one to nurse her, and I ought to stay at home. Would it be possible for you to do without my services tonight?
You and your poor sick wife. Poor indispensable Greboval. I take it for granted you will be on duty tonight. And on time.
Thank you, citizen. I merely asked.
Demonstration a mark of affection for me. I cannot understand why you should be so upset. Fouquier has walked right into our trap.
You must play this mad practical joke through to the end. Well, I won't be a party to it. I won't be hurt by it. Razier, I want to see the warrant. I want to see the name you've put on it. Show it to me.
Are you mad? I no longer have the warrant. My servant took it to the judge this afternoon. What's the matter? You look as if you want to murder me.
The whole trial is madness.
Are you trying to protect him?
I'm not concerned about Fouquier. Powerful forces are intriguing against us. They are planning an attempt on our lives. I know. We must overpower our adversaries, teach them a lesson. And what are we doing instead? Destroying the instrument, abolishing the law. Fouquier is willing to serve us, and we are going to kill him. It's madness.
You're chasing shadows. No one's plotting against you.
Then, why have I been warned?
Who warned you?
A friend. I still have friends.
terror is absolutely necessary in our lives. We cannot discard it like an old coat. The law of terror must not be repealed. We shall need it. This trial must not take place.
I see. When Fouquier Tinville arrives, we make him a little speech. Dear citizen Fouquier, I made a little plan to wipe you out. Now I realize I was acting foolishly. We need your services and can't do without you. He'll find that most amusing, won't he? I warn you, Tallien, I will not be stopped.
Very well. I hope everything works out, that's all. So, supposing he saw through our game ages ago.
He knows nothing. His own police have informed me he knows nothing, suspects nothing. Tallien, don't go on. If I hadn't come into your life, I would never have been in danger. And you would have stayed exactly what you were. A common murderer, thief, and blackmailer for the rest of your days.
I remember this.
Make a note of it.
Don't worry, I won't forget.
So much the better.
The witnesses are present.
And waiting outside, citizen.
The guards?
Guards!
The building is surrounded.
As you ordered.
I hold you responsible for all the preparations. Greetings, citizens. It seems we shall have to wait a little longer.
Why? Are your preparations not complete?
The tribunal is ready.
Then the session can begin.
The man in question...
is already present...
Very well.
I herewith open the session of the Tribunal of the Revolution. It is my duty to warn those present that anyone revealing any details of this trial to persons not connected with it automatically renders himself liable to the death penalty. The citizen public prosecutor will present his case.
This tribunal is revolutionary, but it is also truly republican. This tribunal is met tonight in secret session. When this tribunal arrives at a quick as well as merciless and irrevocable verdict, it will not be I who am responsible for that decision. I am responsible only for the efficiency of this court. The man who will be brought before this tribunal for trial in the next few minutes has succeeded in blotting out the tracks leading to the bloody deeds he committed in the past by giving his crimes the appearance of virtue and hatching his devilish plots in secret. Now the time has come to destroy the web of lies, treachery, and pretense he spun around himself, even in his dealings with his closest friends. Then he will stand unmasked. Fear, despair, and fury will hold him in their grasp, but we shall not permit him a word. This tribunal will not have to listen to a single shameless speech he may try to utter. Only citizens accused without proof have the opportunity to defend themselves in this court. For traitors, there is no defense. I herewith accuse this man of having used his official power to blackmail, rob, intimidate, and deceive. I charge him of conspiring against our government, of planning to starve the people, of accepting bribes. I charge him with planning to dissolve the National Assembly. A plan, I say, wicked enough to make the blood run cold.
Stop! Put an end to this trial! Stop now! At once!
I must ask you to remain silent.
I demand!
You have no permission to speak.
I order you!
In the name of this court.
This cold-blooded murderer, as I was saying...
Will you be quiet?
I order you, in the name of this court, not to interfere with the proceedings of this trial.
I will refrain from further comment. The present charges are sufficient. I have finished.
Guards! You will seize the man whose name I read out. You will hold him, whoever he may be. He is not allowed to speak.
Read the warrant.
In the name of the French Republic, giving consideration to the grave charges brought against the following person, and considering that there are witnesses to endorse the charges brought against him, as well as considering the threat to public security, we order to be placed under arrest the citizen Antoine Quentin, the Vieux Tambier. In order that he may be brought before and judged by the secret court of the Tribunal of the French Republic. Signed by the judge of the tribunal, Montanet. Witnesses?
I demand!
If no one keep silent! Your name, please?
Jean-Marie Fabricius.
Age?
26.
Speak up.
26.
Occupation?
Former clerk to the tribunal.
Do you recognize the accused as the man you have come to testify against?
I do.
Proceed with your evidence.
The accused expressed in my presence the following opinions: that he would lend his full assistance to any favorable opportunity to overthrow the government and re-establish the dictatorship. That he hoped to be able to persuade the farmers to withhold their grain in order to promote speculation and discredit the government. That he intended to have several important citizens assassinated by hired criminals.
With my own eyes, I saw him commit his horrible crimes. He's the man who invented the so-called mass trials. He's the man who brought Danton and his friends to trial side by side with people like Delaunay. With my own ears, I heard him say, it doesn't matter if someone is innocent. Sooner or later, we will get them all.
Judas! Witness! You may stand down.
Robert Herron.
In the name of the French Republic, since the findings of the court have proved the defendant, Antoine Quentin Fouquier-Tinville, guilty of the charges brought against him, the Tribunal of the French Republic has reached the following verdict. The prisoner is sentenced to be suspended immediately from his duty, to be declared outside the law. He is to be taken to the guillotine forthwith and to suffer death by decapitation. Guards!
Don't be afraid. You want to be free of the terror, to live in happiness with tranquil minds? There! There's the terror! My gown! My hat! The whole of my garb. There lies your terror. There! Keep it. It's lying at your feet. Who will be next to take it up?
Which of you? Which?
Which one?
Take him away! Guards! Take him down to the cells.
Talleyrand! Beware! You have been warned!
I declare this court closed.
The Republic will reward you, citizen. I would like you to come to my house tomorrow. I'm sure you must know it. La Chaumière in Cour la Reine. You will meet the leading members of the government there.
It's very kind of you, madame, but I ask to be excused.
I am counting on your presence, citizen.
I shall be there, madame. I shall be there.
Leave those papers.
I merely want...
Leave them! You may go to Guebeval.
Citizen.
I wonder what he meant.
Who?
Fouquier. He said some strange things towards the end. I wish I knew what he was hinting at.
Come, let us go.
Ah, your folder. It's here.
What do you want with it?
Oh, I just want to see the documents.
They're not meant to be read.
Do you know what they are?
No.
Well, let us read them together.
They are the property of the tribunal.
Fouquier must have brought your file with him. I wonder... He must have thought that it...
Put that down. I will not tolerate this.
Take your hand away.
I won't have you spy in this way.
I will have these papers.
I refuse.
I insist. You really think I'm afraid of you, coward? I'm warning you, Tallien. You might be making a mistake.
I can look after myself.
There are even some people who might push you from your throne. Your highness.
Let them try. I am ready.
I am ready, too.
We shall see.
Yes, indeed. We shall see.
Excuse me, citizen. May I have a word with you? May I express my deep satisfaction at the destruction of that man? I served him for a long time, but only with the utmost reluctance and hatred. May I hope... would you consider...
We have nothing against you personally, Guebeval. You may keep your position as secretary of the tribunal.
I shall be eternally grateful. Eternally. Grateful.
Who besides me has ever understood the law? Who knows all his tricks? Instructs the executioner, the witnesses, the informers. You will find me a conscientious officer who will not deviate a hair's breadth from his course. They know the weapon of fear would collapse as soon as it was taken from me. Because I am the only man who can
tonight's presentation of The Public Prosecutor by Fritz Hochwalder. You heard Hugh Russ as Fouquier Tinville, Beryl Gordon as Theresia, and Tony Jay as Guebeval. Roger Spence played the part of Tallien. Others in the cast were Billy Matthews, Kerry Jordan, and James White. The Public Prosecutor was adapted and produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Michael McCabe.
Hello?
The three new-look telephone directories for Johannesburg and Witwatersrand are here, including the new separate...